Hello, welcome back. I'm so excited that you are here spending your time with me. That just means the world to me. I pray that this episode blesses you. I pray that it challenges you. I pray that it stretches you. And I have not told you guys yet, whenever this episode airs, I had surgery last Friday. So I cannot work out for 6 weeks, which is going to be very, very hard for me. But it's going to be okay. I know that I'm going to be feeling so much better. And I know that God is going before me and that he's taking care of all the things for me. And I know that but don't worry, the podcast is not going anywhere. I'm still going to be here. I've been batching episodes. That way I can stay on top while I am down after a surgery. So you don't have to worry about any of that. But if you would just say a prayer for me, that would be amazing. I would be forever grateful. We are going to be digging into this episode. I cannot wait. Oh my goodness. Grab your pen and your paper and let's dive in. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode, because today is the day. All right, three ways to unlock your purpose and your spiritual gifts. I will never forget when I felt like I had no purpose. My kids were starting to grow up a little bit. I didn't have babies anymore. And I really just longed to have this purpose outside of motherhood. I had no college degree, no job, and I was just a mom. Have you ever felt like this? I know that motherhood is so important, and I know that there's purpose in that. But I also know that feeling of wanting more. I always dreaded whenever I would meet new people and the very first thing that they would say to me, "Oh, well, what do you do?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom," or "I'm just a stay-at-home mom." And I did over time learn to love saying that, but I remember a time where I didn't love saying that. It didn't feel good. It didn't feel like a big accomplishment or something that was great, and I should have been so proud of that. But I am now. I am so proud of that now. And I did grow into that by the time I had my third child. I loved it. And I was like, absolutely, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Are you kidding me? There's no other better job in the entire world, right? Amazing. I love being a mother. Because as a mother, we are responsible for speaking life into our children. We are responsible for creating the environment for them to either thrive or fail. So moms, you do have purpose in motherhood. If you don't know that, if you don't feel that motherhood is a calling, I'm going to be talking just for a few minutes. I just want to touch on the purpose inside of motherhood, because I just want you to know the importance of the calling that God has put on your life as a mother. Mothering is kingdom work. Motherhood is your ministry. I love how Priscilla Shire always says that when you lay that chicken down on the table, that is ministry. That is ministry. When you wipe those tears and you put that Band-Aid on and you change those diapers and you pick your kids up and you drop them off and you take them from practice and you take them home and you feed them and you take care of them. That is ministry, mama. You are doing kingdom work. It is a calling. It is not a diversion. or an interruption, or even a job, really. It is a God-ordained mission, field, and assignment specifically tailored to you, and one that only you can fulfill. It is the Lord's work accomplished in the Spirit's power, and it is never, I repeat, never in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:5-8 says, "Stand firm, let nothing move you. You always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord because you know that your labor is not in vain." And now I'm going to read you Matthew 10:42. "And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is a disciple, truly I tell you, he will never lose his reward." I remember a time in my life where I clung to this verse because I felt like all I was doing was taking care of these kids. And for a long time, I lost my purpose. I felt like I lost my purpose. But really, I didn't know what I know now. What I know now is that God was preparing me for my calling. When I was changing those diapers, when I was singing "Jesus Loves Me" over and over 100 times to get my toddler back to sleep, that was kingdom work. That was the launching pad that God was going to use to launch me into my purpose. That was the launching pad that God was going to use to push me to go where he called me to go, to lead where he called me to lead, to work where he wanted me to work. Kingdom work. You have a calling on your life, Mama. As you are raising those kingdom kids, every time you fix a cold cup of water for one of these babies, you will have a reward. The Bible tells us this verse that I just read to you. I'm going to read it again. "Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is a disciple, truly I tell you, he will never lose his reward." If you are in the place where you don't have that purpose yet, and all you have is motherhood, cling to this verse. I'm going to put this verse in the show notes so that you can grab it, write it down, hold on to it. There is kingdom work in mothering. I hung on to this verse for years. And I knew I was doing kingdom work, but I longed to do more. I longed to have a purpose for God outside of motherhood. So now that you know that your first calling is motherhood, the number one thing that is going to help you unlock your gifts and your calling and your purpose, because he created you for wonderful works, wonderful things, friend. Number one is worship. Get into his presence. And if you say that you don't have time for worship, you can do it in the car. You can put on some worship while you are driving, with or without your children. In fact, in the car is a great place because you are demonstrating and showing your children how to worship. You're worshiping with your children and you are showing them how to praise and worship God. This is so important. You can worship in the shower. Get your little Bluetooth speaker, turn it on, get your music on, and worship in the shower. Some of my most amazing moments with God were in the shower. They were in the shower where I had positioned myself to hear from the Lord. The enemy is always attacking worship. He doesn't want you worshiping God. He doesn't want you getting into that place where he knows that you are going to be strengthened. That place that is going to sharpen you and help you and give you strength. When we worship, we connect with God on this deep level, and heaven literally comes down from earth. We get to experience this wonderful love, joy, and peace that you've never had anywhere else whenever we worship. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling where you are worshiping and you get this, I call them Holy Spirit moments, and you get chill bumps. There is nothing like that feeling. There is nothing like that feeling of feeling the Lord's presence whenever you are worshiping. I'm going to read Psalm 27:6. "Now my head will be lifted up above my enemies encircling me. I will offer sacrifices of joy on his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Friend, worship brings you closer to God. Worship puts joy in your heart whenever you have circumstances falling and failing all around you. Worship gives you peace when your life is chaotic, because these are things that only God can give you. All right, number two, gratitude. Start a gratitude journal. Just write three things that you are grateful for. That's it, just three. Super simple. Don't make it complicated, because we talked about in my last few episodes when we were talking about habits, you want to make your habit quick and easy. So if you're trying to start a new habit of writing in a journal, don't make it complicated. Make it super easy. Just say, okay, every single morning, as soon as I get up, I'm going to open up my journal and I'm just going to write three quick things that I'm grateful for. Boom, done. I'm going to also dive a little bit into getting clarity. If you ever need to get clarity, if you are presented with a decision to make and you don't know what to do, and you have been praying about it, and you have been asking God for some clarity on this decision, you need to meditate. You need to meditate. I know meditating almost has like this weird negative, like I don't know what you think about whenever you think of meditating. But when I first started meditating, when I was first taught this spiritual discipline, I thought of, you know, like the person sitting on the floor, they have their legs crossed, they have their fingers open, like on their knees, and they like right, like that's what I picture, like whenever you think about meditating. I mean, not anymore, but when I first started learning about it, that is what I was thinking of. So I don't really know what you think about whenever you think of meditating, but I am going to teach you a weapon. Okay, this is a weapon for your success. This is ultimate secret power. Meditating with God has changed my life. If you need clarity, you can go to meditate. This should be a practice that you eventually get to do every day. What a wonderful practice, hearing from the Lord. You have to position yourself, and that's really what meditating is. You are positioning yourself to hear from God. Right? Like after you pray, you've asked him these things, you've been praying about specific things, but are you just going about the rest of your day? Or are you stopping and saying, okay, Lord, like I just prayed about all of this and X, Y, Z, and what do you have for me today, Lord? What is it? Tell God, say, God, your servant is listening. What do you have to say? And Lord, if there's nothing, I just want to sit in your presence. I just want to sit at your feet for 5 minutes. Most of the time that I meditate, it is under 5 minutes. A lot of times I'll set a timer for like 2 to 5 minutes, depending on how much time I have. But I get so much clarity, even just from 2 minutes of meditating, than I do not doing it at all. If you need clarity, you need to be meditating. If you are asking God, prayer and meditating really go together. You should start this practice after praying. Then position yourself to spend some time in the Lord's presence where you can position yourself to hear from him. So you can pray and you can ask God, what are my spiritual gifts? God, I just pray that you would help unlock what my gifts are. Because God, I want to do life for you. I want to do life with you. I want a purpose outside of motherhood. And if you pray that, I want you to write down a prayer and I want you to ask God to unlock your spiritual gifts. Unlock your calling, that you want to serve him and serve him only, and you want to know what your purpose is. And if you pray this prayer and you worship and you have a gratitude, you do all the things. If you do all the things, I guarantee like it is going to happen. You are going to eventually know exactly what your purpose is, but it does take time. I don't want you to do it for a week and be like, oh, well, it didn't work. I'm done. I prayed on this for years. I still have that prayer card where I wrote out and I asked God for a purpose outside of motherhood. I wanted to do more. He will show you why he created you. He really will. I really just encourage you to start meditating, pray on it, ask the Lord why he created you. Ask him what he wants you to do with your life, and he will show up. He will. I'm going to read a passage in my Bible, and it's actually titled Ask, Search, and Knock. And it's in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. And it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And for everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Who among you, if his son asked him for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish, and he gave him a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to do good gifts for your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? You have to ask him. Ask him what your gifts are. Ask him what your calling is, and he will reveal that to you. Don't give up. Be persistent in this and praying over this. And last, service. Start serving at your church. Get plugged in, and you will be so surprised how God uses you. This is really how I found out my gift of encouragement. I used to serve in the nursery with the babies because I was a mom, and that just felt right. That just seemed like the best place to start, right? I'm sure a lot of you mamas can relate. I served there for a few years, and then I needed a break. Since I'm pretty much single mom in it the majority of the time because my hubby works out of town, I needed church to be a little bit of a mommy break for me. I transitioned into greeting at the front door, which I'm not gonna lie, I was like, oof, I don't know. I'm an introvert. I really liked whenever I was with the babies because I was tucked away in the back. I did not have my face out front, but you know, the Lord has a humor, right? But I was like, okay, we got this, got out of my comfort zone. And yeah, I did it. I felt so unqualified. All I was doing was greeting people. I was telling people, good morning, welcome to church, you know, enjoy service, like all these different things. That was all I was doing. But you know what? That's what God does. He uses the introverts. He uses the unqualified. He uses the people that you would not think, right? But what I found out after trying something else new at church was I loved greeting. And afterwards, I was charged by it. In fact, I felt on top of the world when I was done. I was so filled up. When you are using your spiritual gifts that the Lord created you to have and to use for his kingdom, it is a double reward system. The other person gets blessed by your gifts, but so do you. You get blessed by your gifts too. This has actually been the most unexpected result of me finding my purpose and my spiritual gifts was how on fire I was afterwards, how encouraged I was after encouraging others. I was able to find this gift by getting uncomfortable serving at church in different areas until I found my thing. You have to get involved. And is it going to be awkward? Yeah, it probably will be. Definitely. And it's definitely going to feel uncomfortable if you're not used to that or you're not already doing that. But God will be with you every step of the way. And you will come to think, oh my goodness, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Or it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. You got this. Now get out there, get plugged in, and slowly but surely, your gifts will be unlocked. So start worshiping. Take time in your day to worship God. Start a gratitude journal. Prayer and meditation is going to be your weapon. And it is going to propel you into your calling. And last but not least, serving. Go get plugged in and serve at your local church. And if you do these things, you are going to figure out what your calling is. You are going to figure out what your spiritual gifts are, and you are going to be able to walk in your calling. Friend, thank you so much for being here, and I hope you have a great day. Hey sis, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode inspired you. And if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcast and share this with someone you know needs this blessing. And don't forget to check out my free masterclass at www.simplyjenniferbrown.com. But friend, before you go, I would love to pray a blessing over you. One that my sweet friends, Pastor Josh and Pastor Wendy, always pray over our church, and something they've shared with me that they pray over their children. And now I pray it over mine, and now I'm going to share it with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray that the Lord goes before you, behind you, above you, and below you, and completely surrounds you. May you be blessed coming in and going out, that you are the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against you today shall prosper. I pray that God guides every step that you take today, and that others will see Jesus shining through you, that you may lead others to God so that he may be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, friends, and tune in next week.